Sunday Meditation, February 4th, 2007. Today, the question, Quo, is concerning the study we've been doing for the weekend on the archetypical mind. These are concepts that are very intellectually challenging. And we'd like to know, as we go back to our daily round of activities, back to our normal lives, how best to apply these concepts in our daily lives, and as we attempt to use them to better open our hearts and to understand the Creator and each other and ourselves, what's really happening in our space-time environment, our daily lives, and then what's happening in the metaphysical realms, in the spiritual realms, as we attempt to apply these principles to catalyst and circumstance that comes our way.
We are those known to you as the principle of Kuo. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator, in whose service we come to you this day. We thank you for the privilege and the pleasure of being called to join your circle of seeking. Indeed, we thank each of you for somehow finding the time, the attention, and the room in your very busy lives to turn from all other pursuits and seek the truth. In humbleness and in sincerity have you come to form this circle. And your beauty is astounding, my friends. We would appreciate, as always, you're using your powers of discrimination in listening to our thoughts. If they are resonant to you, then they are yours to work with as you wish. If they are not resonant to you for some reason, please assume that we have missed the mark and lay those thoughts aside so that you may go forward to meet the resonant information that is coming your way. For we are not the only source of useful information and inspiration. The entire universe speaks to the one who has the listening ear and the understanding heart. You ask this day concerning the use of the archetypes and the archetypical mind in general as you move from this sheltered and protected environment wherein you have been able to study and ponder deeper things into the helter-skelter of your daily routine. There are many approaches to answering this question. And we see virtue in several of them. So if you will allow us the rambling, we will approach this question from several different angles. perhaps in that process you may find useful material at various levels of your process at this time. That indeed is our hope. Become aware of yourself at this moment as you are resting against your chair. Feel your lips, your eyelids as they are gently closed over your eyes, the lashes resting on your cheeks. Feel the relaxation and comfort of this seated figure that you are. Feel the articulation of your fingers and your toes. Be aware of yourself as a being poised in this moment of the present. Who are you? Why are you here? Rest and ask. We pause. We are those of Kuo and are again with this instrument. Our desire was to bring you to a point of focus wherein you were exquisitely aware of the reality of yourself. It is something that is easy to take for granted, for you are always with yourself, waking and sleeping. Yet you are a miracle and a wonder. My friends, you are a focus within which the Creator can know itself. You are precious. Think of the value of a rare gem, and then realize that there is only one of you. How precious are you, my friends? How exquisitely beloved and dear to the one infinite Creator. Feel the love that surrounds you and interpenetrates every cell of your body. You are an instrument, each of you has a tune, a melody, an air that you play the best, and you share that lilt with the world. there are other melodies within you which you wish to discover and become able to play with the instrument of your beingness. You are not satisfied with that which is yours at this moment. For there is a seeking in you that wishes to go deeper, to be more aware, to open to that which cannot be known but only experienced of spirit in manifestation. Because you wish to seek further, go deeper, and look with more intensity, you have come together to help each other, encourage each other, and support each other with the respect and the validation that you give to each other. Beneath the clothing and the behaviors of society, my friends, you have experienced this weekend true charity, true affection, true friendship. And as you have expressed, as you talked about the circle before this channeling, a true feeling of home. Strengthened from this time together, you are ready now to soar upon your way. For each of you has unique items to address in your personal agendas, both in the inner world of seeking and in the outer world of manifestation, work, and play. Gather your wings. Indeed, my friends, feel them. Feel the wings of spirit that help you to soar. Feel them knit themselves to your very flesh. For you are spirit in manifestation. And you have both the earth and the starry heavens in your makeup. You can indeed claim your wings and fly. And whither shall you fly? But to do the will of the Creator. And what is that will? Says the flesh. That does not soar. Tell me, what shall I do? Where shall I soar? What is my mission? And we say to you, take wing, knowing that all has been prepared for you this day and henceforward. When you ask yourself what to do, open your eyes and see what it is at which you look. What you see before you is the gift of the present moment. And as this instrument often says, where is the love in this moment? This is the starting place for everything. This present moment. And not just this one, as this circle sits in focused sacredness, but every moment of every day. We ask you to move in mind now with us to a larger point of view, for we wish to create a context in which you may see the workings of the archetypical mind and mind in general, both against the backdrop of the everyday and against the backdrop of eternity. Each of you has limitations that distract your mind from perfect awareness, perfect peace, and perfect focus. The distraction may be physical. It may be emotional. It may be buried in mental distortions inherited from other lifetimes, or from periods earlier within this lifetime when certain relationships of energies became entangled, so that there is a seeming difficulty in separating out the strands of being and doing. There is every expectation for any entity within third density that you shall experience these limitations in an ongoing fashion, not necessarily continuously, but nearly constantly throughout your incarnation. Take a moment to give thanks for these limitations and distractions. They move you by their creating in you discomfort and hunger. They keep you from being placid and, most of all, they awaken you to the song of the bird. The rush of the wind. The glow of the stars. And the heat of the sun. It is easy to feel that you are living an inconsequential life because of these limitations. And it is well if you encourage yourself when you feel that you are beginning to drown in your own banality, to lift yourself up from that point of view and to refocus your attention upon the beauty in your environment. This refocusing awakens you in a sense in which spirit, mind, and body function together. Allow yourself to be the enlivener of yourself. As we suggest that you do this, we are suggesting that you spend time with archetypical energies. We realize that each of you has struggled with the concept of invoking the archetype or becoming an archetype. So let us look more carefully at what it is to awaken oneself up from the dream of life and to become alert to the listings of spirit. You dwell in a universe in which all things, whatever, are connected, knitted up together in love. That which you know that you are is interpenetrated and surrounded by that which you know not that you are. That remainder of your whole self that ultimately includes every iota of consciousness in the universe. In a very deep sense, that point of light and love that you are, metaphysically, is the realest thing about you, and the realest thing about all other points of energy masquerading as human beings that you shall meet in your lifetime. Were you all clever and full of fourth densities, lack of avail, you would see the dance that you dance together. But in fourth density, my friends, you would only be able to do the dance that you created for yourself in the third density that you now experience. Now, in this lifetime, at this moment, you are creating for yourself the choice of polarity and the balance of the energies surrounding that choice, which shall be your starting point for all of the evolution that you shall experience as a soul for the next two densities of experience. This time is most precious. And we encourage you to embrace it with gusto and joy. As you move into the everyday activities of your daily life, leaving this domicile and going back to your own, moving on with those patterns which are in progress in your life, encourage yourself to continue to feel the connection between yourself and all other consciousness, especially the points of consciousness with whom you have had moments of real connection during this weekend together. Let that feeling of family, of validation, of support, linger and be a part of your heart. Know that you are loved. And allow yourself as a point of consciousness to continue to drift and observe your feelings, your thoughts, and your biases. The archetypical level of mind is a level of consciousness in which you become exquisitely aware that you are the link between the everyday of space, time, morning, afternoon, and evening, the rising and the setting of the sun, and utter infinity and mystery. And because of your unique vantage point, you are able to dip up into the ocean of consciousness that is common to all of you in such a way as to receive from that consciousness gifts that no one else has ever received, and no one ever will. With your coloration and your biases, you do not go further away from perfection, but closer to it. the shades and the colorations of your feelings, your thoughts, and your actions create for you a unique experience of dipping up into that common river system, which is the archetypical mind. We have never been able fully to describe the archetypal mind because it is an infinite, ever-shifting ocean which is fed by all the rivers of all the energies that are possible to expend in creation. When you seek up into an archetype, you are attempting to join the creation itself as it dances its dance of creation. You are slipping into an already proceeding dance. And moving into the flow where you can feel where to whirl and where to turn and where to leap and where to bow. For it is a stately dance at times, and at times a merry jig, and at other times the saddest of dirges with the most deeply expressive woe. Dance all of your tunes, my friends, and dance them with all of your heart. The difference between the everyday and the magical is the difference between the entity who sees and hears no music and feels no desire to dance, and the entity who, hearing and seeing no music and feeling no urge to dance, nevertheless rises up and invokes the dance. There will always be entropy that will encourage you to stop and not go further today. There will always be inertia that encourages your wheels to grind to a halt. You can always say, as this instrument said earlier, I am weary, I am exhausted. Seek beneath those feelings for the will and the faith that is yours. Who are you? Ask and continue to ask. The answer is not half as important as the question. In a way, life is a puzzle. There is often the feeling of pieces missing, as if the fellow who ran the jigsaw finished cutting the picture up into its component puzzle pieces and then slipped off with two or three of them in his pocket. You shall always be missing a few pieces of the puzzle until you call upon that which you know not. In choosing to call, you join the dance. In stopping to pay attention, you join the dance. In becoming aware for a split second of the beauty of your own self, you join the dance. We do not ask you to dance beyond exhaustion. We encourage you to rest when it is time to rest. We also encourage you always to lift up your heart and listen for the new song, the new energy, the new moment, the new life. You have a new life every moment if you will claim it and if you will direct it. You do not run out of chances to work spiritually. You may work in prison, in sickness, in any limitation whatsoever, to enlarge your ability to allow the energy of the one infinite creator to flow through you and out into the world around you. To touch up into the archetypical is to ask for the generality of which you are a specific case to inform you of your own nature. This incarnation, this third density, in which you have enjoyed so many incarnations, and this day, are all about choosing the point of balance in your life, and then choosing it again and choosing it again. Different people have different ways of describing what it is they seek. This instrument asks for the highest and the best. She will say, what is the highest and best way that I can meet this catalyst? Find your own way to place yourself in that powerful position of one who chooses. This is the dance of the archetypes. Your third density is about choice. There are many levels to choice. The fundamental level is the choice of polarity. And in the choice of polarity, as you were studying this weekend, you may see the figure of the two lovers, or the transformation of the mind, with the tug both ways present. Not one tug greater than another, but two equal choices. You know which way you wish to go. Each of you here is deeply committed to seeking how to become more and more polarized in service to others. This does not mean that the choices that you make are simple. For density is very good at presenting you with complicated, polarizing choices. Choices in which part of your choice is to polarize towards service to others, and part of it is polarizing backwards towards service to self. As you rock back and forth in choice, find your sweet spot of surety, and then choose your own version of the highest and best. And move off to court the feminine principle of nurturing, healing, and pure affection that you are invoking by making this choice. Allow yourself to feel the encouragement of energies too deep for words. Listen for the brush of angel wings. For as you know that you are choosing, you become the magician. Or as this instrument would say, the hierophant. You become the actor and the chooser. We greet you, citizens of eternity. We, as you, are stars that twinkle in the Creator's eye. We, as you, are points of focus within the infinite vibrations of the Creator's universe, so that the Creator may know itself. As you attempt to bring the blessing of those feelings that you have enjoyed in this workshop and this time together, know and rely upon the truth of what you have experienced. And your complete ability and capacity to move forward with grace and intelligence, pursuing polarity pursuing your lessons and pursuing your service. Pursuing your polarity and pursuing your service. And if your energy feels dim, call upon those who wait to be asked to encourage you, love you, and help you. For your guidance is ever with you, but it cannot speak to you until you ask. If there is one thing we would leave you with as we leave this subject, it would be the importance of asking. For help is ever near, and your guidance is ever with you. As always, we are sorry that we need to leave this fascinating question. Yet this instrument has asked us to close that particular subject for this day and ask if there are other questions or follow-ups that you may have at this time. We are those of Guo.
I do. My question is, if two entities that are committed in deepening the relationship in seeking each other and the Creator to be a service and a light, what is happening metaphysically in the process of that third entity between them and the Creator, and then any practical ways to facilitate growing consciously in everyday life?
We are those of Kuo and are aware of your query, my sister. When any two entities who are aware that they are spiritual beings choose to seek together, there is created immediately an oversoul made up of their two incarnate energies connected to their guidance systems. In many cases, also connected to the entities and their guidance systems are the families or social memory complexes with which they have traveled to be of service to this planet. Consequently, even a two-person oversoul may involve an enormous family gathering. If you look at the structure that has been created by the dedication in love and service to others of two beings who are aware of their opportunity to choose, this may be seen not only to be helpful in and of itself, but also to constitute a gift to the planet, to those about the self upon the planet, and to the Creator. This is because it is a reflective and interactive universe. And when two entities vibrate together in love, that vibration awakes a resonance within those not only in the seen realms but in the unseen realms, which are vibrating at that level. The end result of entities forming connections with each other and with larger groups is the shift of consciousness of the entire planetary population. Therefore, it is big work that you are speaking of doing when you ask this question. It is very helpful in everyday life to have made a conscious commitment to working spiritually as one being. There is no ducking away from the responsibility to treat each other as the creator. But the embracing of that challenge. And each time there comes the inevitable uncomfortable energy exchange, there is the opportunity boldly to go where few people have gone before upon your planet. And that is into the thick of the disagreement between you. Into the very thing you least want to look at between you. Because in that very thing is the gift that you have given yourself to unwrap. That gift where you may untangle the ribbons of self and find how the energies can flow again. You find tremendous rivers of forgiveness and understanding flowing where there was dry land before and thirst and desert. Simply because you have turned and faced that seeming disharmony. It may only be a small thing, yet the smallest of disharmonies is worth the attention, the respect, and the honor. It does not matter that the disagreement may be about nothing. It does not matter about perceived rightness and wrongness. In working together to allow light to shine through both of you as one, you are moving beyond yourself and entering a deeper portion of yourself, which is ultimately impersonal. Yet it contains all of your heart and all of your soul. It is a misapprehension that as you go deeper and become more closely allied to the Godhead principle, that you lose yourself. You cannot lose yourself. You are part of the Creator. You are here to stay. Yet, in letting the boundaries drop and asking for healing and understanding, you find yourself growing in strength, in courage, and in that feeling that you have in your heart that may be called respect for yourself. For you are taking yourself seriously, and you are attempting to expand the energies of this incarnation in a profitable and efficient way for the service of the one infinite creator. This is true of any two people. But when entities are mated, they have awakened and shared with each other one of the most primal means of expressing the unity of the one infinite creator that is available to the incarnate being within third density. And as they allow the harmony between them to be absolutely primary in their concerns, they are creating an energy pathway, which leads to not only a mutual experience of sacred oneness, as the Holy Eucharist of the Red Ray is shared and brought up into the heart in Green Ray energy exchange, there is also that which stems from such substantial energy exchange, that being the ability to offer understanding, compassion, and shared worship. Worship, my friends, devotion, those deep levels of feeling that is purified. These things explode into a blooming of energies that is as the light upon the hill. And those mated entities who are able to sustain the challenges of the ever-advancing ego and its self-centered concerns will find themselves able, without even intending to do so, to be a light for others that is very helpful to them. It is not that you are preaching to them, this is the way to live life. You are simply radiating the love and the light of the infinite Creator, whose pathway you have made straight and clear and flowing in the transparency of your personalities. May we answer you further, my sister.
That was perfect.
We are those of Kubo, and we thank you. Is there another query at this time? We find that we have exhausted the supply of questions that entities are ready to ask at this time. And this is well, for certainly the energy of this instrument wanes. And it is a good time for us to say farewell to this instrument and this group. We say again, what a pleasure and a privilege it is to behold your beauty and to share your meditations. We are known to you as those of Ukuo. We leave you as we found you, in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. Adonai. Adonai. As we let the light that we have gathered in this group go back to the Creator, let us place in it our hopes and our dreams and our prayers for healing. Especially for Steve's dad and Toby's leg. The image goes up. Let the reins fall down. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.